Training Camp Central is powered by Xfinity.
Steve Andress, Kevin Bowen, ChicagoBears.com senior writer Larry Mayer. Thankful to have him back with us again as joint practices are now over. And looking ahead to the preseason game on Saturday night, we're talking about what position group we are focusing on, anxious to see after watching a couple of joint practices. Kevin, let's start with you.
Colts defensive line for me. We saw David Perry obviously had a very nice week one preseason game, the nose tackle, the fifth round pick out of Stanford. He got some first team run the past 2 days in practice and quite a bit of first team run as well. So will that come into play on Saturday? Will he see some first team action? And again, just that Colts defensive line in general facing Matt Forte, one of the best running backs in the NFL, expected to make his preseason debut on Saturday night.
Larry, how about you?
That leads into what I was going to say perfectly, because I'm really looking forward to seeing the Bears running backs. Matt Forte, as you mentioned, has been the undisputed number one running back. He's carried a huge load for the Bears offense. John Fox traditionally has been a guy that's subbed in several running backs at a time, at different times in the game, and there's a lot of competition behind Forte. Forte will probably play a quarter or so, but then after that, it's going to be interesting to see. The Bears signed Jaquizz Rodgers from the Atlanta Falcons, who's now working with the second unit. Is he a regular running back? Not sure if he's just going to be in special packages. And then the last 2 years, they've drafted a running back in the draft. It's really interesting that the old regime last year took Kadeem Carey out of Arizona, and this year, Jeremy Langford out of Michigan State. Those guys are battling, too. Sonoris Perry's another guy from Louisville who had a 54-yard touchdown run in the first game last week. So it's really competitive behind Matt Forte. It's going to be interesting to watch over the final three quarters.
Sonoris Perry and Jaquizz Rodgers, a couple guys I covered at Louisville and Eugene, Oregon. I know them very well. So especially for Colts fans, too, against Matt Forte, great early opportunity to see how that Colts D is improving or not against the run. For me, on the offensive side of the ball for the Indianapolis Colts, it's the offensive line in depth in particular. Chuck Pagano said this morning that Hugh Thornton at backup guard is week to week with a knee injury. That makes David Arkin the top interior backup on the offensive line. And another thing we mentioned yesterday, as well as another thing I'm going to be watching very closely in the game Saturday, Jack Muhort at right tackle against either Pernell McPhee, the big free agent acquisition for the Bears. And if it's not him, it's the active sacks leader in the NFL, Jared Allen, maybe Houston as well. So Jack Muhort, a great early test to see how he's transitioned from left guard to right tackle. Larry, thanks so much for joining us. I appreciate it. Hope we've been good hosts for you guys.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, guys. No,
my pleasure. And for Kevin Bowen, I'm Steve Andress. Again, Larry Mayer, senior writer from ChicagoBears.com on both the Colts website and the Bears website. Thanks for joining us.